All right, Gary, what are we playing this week?
Okay, we're at the zoo.
Oh, I love the zoo.
Mm-hmm. We go to the zoo from time to time on this show.
Yeah.
You know, this isn't new or anything, but we both like the zoo.
Mm-hmm. No, it's a, you know, go to a new city if you have time. Go to the zoo there. Check it out. See what their animals look like.
It's probably similar to the animals you got at home, but mm-hmm. like always nice to see some animals.
Yeah.
You know, never unhappy to see a rhino. Like,
yeah.
It hasn't happened yet. It might happen. speaking of which, I have here this zoo map checklist.
Oh, okay.
We're going to kind of go through, and this has nothing to do with randomizing a game. If we say the name of a game mm-hmm. and the randomizer pops one up, who are we to argue with it?
Yeah.
But I'm looking here at the list, and we have to go through and see the rhino, the octopus, the vulture, the scorpion, and then so we have to hunt all of those.
Okay.
And then
Gary, the game computer is getting very hot.
It's shooting off sparks. Okay, do you have something to say, game computer?
Yeah. I mean, you mentioned most of the Sinister Six there.
Yeah. It's, and for somehow the last one's not an animal. Fucking Green Goblin or Hobgoblin or some bullshit. Sinister Six, huh?
Yeah.
Well, another game with a Sinister Six in it, I guess.
I guess.
Have we done a Sinister Six?
No, we haven't.
Okay.
You've just talked about the Spider-Man musical enough. That we've kind of got like it's been off-gassed into us.
Okay.
Yeah.
Guess how many members are in the Spider-Man musical version of the Sinister Six?
Well, seven, because you have to have you have to have Swiss Miss.
You have to have Swiss Miss. It's like when I got mad when I found an Organization 13 has 14 people in it.
Gary.
I'm so fucking pissed.
Gary, I have no reason to know that. I've never seen that show. I only know mm-hmm. it from you.
Well, you should see that show. My name is Gary Butterfield, he, him.
My name is Kay Ross, she, her.
And this is Abject Suffering, where this has been a cromulent fuck crustable of a game and Gary needy drinky.
Fuck. Every time I hear that riff on, I feel like I need to go to sleep.
It's a good rough one. Between the Bernie Bros and Spider-Man Return of the Sinister Six on the NES.
Uh-huh.
Gary needy drinky.
Yeah, I don't think so. That is not Chuck Wendig. It just sounds like him. I think
it might have been somebody in response to Chuck Wendig.
Yeah,
like was that in response to the your beep boop? Your brain needs upgraded firmware upgrade in the form of coffee.
I don't know. One of my favorite things is that like shortly after, like it's just I forget the name of it, but just like Blue Sky, like you put in your name and you can see like what list you're on and who has you blocked or whatever.
Clear Sky.
Yeah. I was like, I want to see who cares enough to block me. Like this was before a bunch of block lists went out or whatever. Chuck Wendig had me block and I had never interacted with him.
Yeah.
So I was
nice.
Like, yeah. Fuck you, buddy.
It's got a bad feeling.
Yeah. We're talking about Spider-Man and the Sinister Six, Return of the Sinister Six for the NES. We're getting another LJN classic here.
Mm-hmm. And it's really, like, we don't actually talk about the games being that bad on this show that often. Because,
mm-hmm.
you know, they're either bad or they're fine most of the time. The actual noteworthy thing is if something's good.
Mm-hmm.
This is really bad.
This is dire in the way that like moves don't connect to each other. This just does not. It is one of the least pleasant things in the hand, like to the point where like if you're within punching range of somebody and you attack,
you do a
like a flying kick past them, and if you're not in punching range, you will punch.
Yes. And if you do happen to connect, like your punch is kind of you holding out your arm next to the guy and it might hurt him. If you connect, they explode into Gibbs.
I love it so much.
It's really good when it happens.
Uh-huh.
You know, it just doesn't happen that often. It is really hard to do the things you have to do to play a video game in this video game. Like web swinging is very awkward.
Mm-hmm.
You can sometimes pick up ammo to shoot 10 spider bullets, 10 webbing bullets.
Uh-huh.
The bosses suck. The second level is a weird maze, and you have to like find a key to get through the final door.
Yeah.
To fight the boss, which is a pain. And then like the key just kind of goes and floats into the door and opens.
Yeah. Yeah, just a little poltergeist came in. Is there a Spider-Man ghost?
One fucking life.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
There's probably a Spider-Man ghost enemy. Mm-hmm. I don't know which one it is though. It's not one of his main enemies. Mostly they're animals.
Yeah.
You know, animals are sand, like the two things he doesn't like.
Yeah. And mysteries.
Yes. He fucking hates mysteries. So this is a version of the Sinister Six from the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
This is Electro. We'll go through them. Let's go down our roster.
Yeah. So Electro, electric person, has one of the most ridiculous costumes. Like, I have never seen a frame of Electro or a panel or whatever of Electro from this era with his like big star mask on that hasn't looked like the dorkiest fucking thing imaginable.
He kind of looks like he's at Carnival.
Yeah.
To me. Like, he could be in the background of the movie Rio. You know, just kind of dancing. Like,
all right. Just dancing with some birds. Yeah.
Yeah, like, it's just like, all right. Or not Rio. The one about Mexican-American. Or what am I thinking of?
Thinking of Coco?
Coco.
Yeah.
Yeah, he could be in the background of, like, a street party in Coco.
Yeah.
You know?
What's Electro's origin? Like, was he a power, like, was he a lineman for the county and he got zapped?
I'm pretty sure he was a Wichita lineman.
Okay.
He was the Spider-Man's most nefarious foe, Wichita lineman. and just has electric powers.
Mm-hmm.
His people either have powers from suits.
Yeah.
Or an accident. I think he's an accident.
Okay.
So Sandman.
We have Sandman. Everybody's classic. Turns out to be the guy who killed Uncle Ben, canonically in the comics.
Mm-hmm. Made of sand. Mm-hmm. He's an accident, not technology guy. His I didn't get to his boss fight because this game is really hard.
Yeah.
I watched the boss fights on YouTube because I like Spider-Man, okay?
Yeah.
He's so shitty. He's just like a brown glob that kind of walks up and tries to punch you and doesn't do anything else. There's no sand powers whatsoever.
Uh-huh. So it doesn't reach the heights of, say, like the opening of Marvel Spider-Man 2.
Not even a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. It's two very short men trying to punch each other. That's kind of what that fight is.
Yeah.
And largely failing.
Mm-hmm. We got Vulture. Everybody seems to be able to fly. So Vulture being here does not seem to be that special, really.
Yeah. Not that classic in this video game.
Yeah.
Even a little bit. And he can just fly.
He's an old
ball guy who can fly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What's it like? Is he an actual Birdman or is he like a suit guy? Because I know the MCU one, like, oh, it's cast off technology from the whatever invasion. But
this is a suit.
Okay.
At least the main Vulture. I think there's like a couple sons of Vultures. Like all these characters have legacy.
Yeah, different follow ups. Jimmy Natal as Vulture looks like a cockroach. Huh.
Hmm. Interesting. Yeah. What's, generally an old man with a suit.
What's it like? What's his motivation? Why does he want to kill the spider?
I think just money.
Okay.
Like these are all shitty Silver Age villains where they all just want money. They didn't even get motivations until the movie.
Oh, yeah.
You know, at one point, Dr. Octopus, who's also on the team, wanted to marry Aunt May.
Okay.
And as far as I know, that was his motivation. It was like that and money.
I think that like isn't Octavius's like whole thing just like all of this would be over if he could just adopt Peter Parker or have Peter Parker adopt him. Like everything is about the family with him.
That's from the movies only though. Really, they don't really like each other in the comics.
Yeah.
In the movies, he's like a mentor for him. There's a really weird comic called The Superior Spider-Man.
Where he becomes like body jacks him or whatever.
Yeah. He body jacks him and puts Spider-Man in the sunken place and basically fixes Spider-Man's life through, you know, being efficient.
Gets his shit together. Stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. Like weapon, like does contracts for all of his inventions, like gets really efficient at stopping crime. It's a pretty fun comic. And there's a little tiny Spider-Man on the inside going, help, no. You know, like, don't help, don't do that.
If you keep doing this, I'm going to make.
Yeah, don't let me pay rent. No. we got Hobgoblin.
Yeah.
Who is just not the Green Goblin.
But basically, I'm looking at Silver Age Hobgoblin here. He just looks like Green Goblin. Like,
there are so many fucking goblins.
Is that like a Spider-Verse thing? Like, they're just like, oh, there's all kinds of spiders. Does everybody just want a piece of that hot Green Goblin action?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know Hobgoblin well enough. And there's more than just Hobgoblin. There's also like there's another goblin. It's not the Knob Goblin, which is what I'm trying to say, but that's not it. And it's also not Rob Goblin, creator of House of Thousand Corpses. There's a couple different goblins, and there's also Jack-O-Lantern, who's basically a goblin. Like, there's so many fucking goblins.
Yeah. So Hobgoblin, that is not Harry or whatever his name is. It's not Osborn's son.
No, it's not Harry. But we're saving best for last. We got Mysterio in here.
Mysterio's not in the game. That's not in this version of it, though. In the list that I'm looking at, he's not listed last. So I fired my cannon indoors there. Yeah.
That's all right.
Fucking, I love Mysterio.
I do too. I'm with you. Mysterio rules.
Yeah.
Super fucking small time. Originally, he's just a special effects guy who wanted money. But then they've decided the fact that he's so good at special effects means he can do anything.
Yeah.
And it owns.
Yeah.
And it's a great costume.
Oh, it's wonderful. Like if you see a well-done Mysterio costume in real life.
Oh yeah.
Oh my gosh. Like,
it happens sometimes too. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think we saw one at a Midwest Gaming Classic.
Milwaukee.
Yeah. You know, I know that, Far From Home is not a very popular movie. Jake Gyllenhaal as Mysterio in that, fucking great.
Really good, actually. Yeah. Everything about him in that movie is pretty good.
Yeah.
Like, his motivation, him kind of going through and, like, doing a fake out, like, I'm actually from a multiverse.
Uh-huh.
And I've been fighting these creatures forever.
Yep.
And, like, everybody just being like, yeah, man, that sounds like the kind of bullshit we deal with. And buying it. And then his dead man switch to reveal Spider-Man's secret identity. Like, mm-hmm. I kind of like that movie.
Yeah.
You know, there are a lot of problems with it, but all that stuff is really good.
Yeah.
He's very good.
What's how does he manifest in this game? Like, does he fly around slowly and maybe shoot some projectiles?
He's got clones.
Okay.
In the boss fight I watched. And apparently, he's got tons of them. It's the hardest boss fight.
Okay.
You just have to kind of war of attrition him a lot.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sucks. That's the Sinister Six. In this, you go to the right. The stages are broken into two, like mm-hmm. a 1-1 and a 1-2.
Yeah.
One of them is going to the right fighting guys. The other one is kind of going through a maze and fighting the boss at the end. And it fucking sucks.
And that's about it. One of the least satisfying grappling mechanics.
Oh my God.
Every single time I tried to do it, like, I just swung into the ground.
Yeah. I could sometimes swing for a little bit, but there was no point to swinging.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's no, I don't have to get around, and the screen is not big enough to use it to, like, bypass enemies mm-hmm. effectively. In addition to just being very, not, you know, steady, not predictable. And depending on what background you're in, like, it's hard to see what can be grappled to.
Yeah. It's also hard to see
what
is background and what is platform as well.
Not even, very difficult. Huge level design, like, faux pas shit. Like, the beginning of level 1-2, the way you're supposed to go is like down and to the left in this maze.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's really counterintuitive.
Mm-hmm.
Sucks.
Yeah.
That's Bit Studio for you, though.
Yeah, that's Bit Studio, creators of such classics as Payout, Poker, and Casino. It's always sad when you just any of these studios that's been around for a while and then they peter out in like the earlier mid-2000s with a gambling game.
Yeah, on the PSP.
Yeah. No less.
God, I'm going to play Payout Poker and Casino on my PSP in 2006.
Oh, but they did make something good. They made Warlocked.
Did they make it or... Yeah, oh no, they did make Warlocked. Shit, they made it. That's cool. Yeah. Like, because they also did a bunch of porting. Like, you look through this and you'd be like, oh, R-Type. I mean, they didn't make R-Type.
They had nothing. Get R-Type's name out of your mouth. R-Type.
Yeah. Warlocked is cool.
Yeah.
They did the Wolverine Super Nintendo game, which is... You know, you can do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's potable water.
It boots.
Yeah, it boots. Alien 3 for the Game Boy, which I remember playing the Game Boy version of that mm-hmm. and being, you know, it boots.
Yeah. They made the Game Boy version of Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, which I played a little bit of before I could really understand what it was.
I think it's pretty similar to the NES version. So, weirdly kind of ambitious.
Yeah.
You know? good for them. But yeah, real jobbers going on here.
They were around for a while.
Yeah, 1990.
Made a PC game called Nihilist.
Hmm. With no Wikipedia entry.
No Wikipedia entry. And it's just a, it appears to be like a space combat in a cyber realm. So.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Virtual athlete.
The premise of Nihilist is simple. The player controls a spaceship, which has to beat death matches in an arena called Crawl.
Classic. This is when I'm in an arena called Crawl.
Mm. Who hasn't been there? Am I right?
Yeah. I've been in a K-hole.
Yeah.
AKA Crawl, arena called Crawl Hole. Before.
Yeah.
Doing crawlamine.
There is stuff on cutting room floor for this, but and it's more interesting than just like a debug code or whatever. Apparently at some point you were going to be able to crawl on the ceiling, which is a you know, classic Spider-Man thing. This level design does not require that or call for it.
No.
Yeah.
I had a weird moment playing this because I played this before, but I knew I didn't have it as a kid. I was trying to figure out why. And it was in preparation for a Retronauts about Spider-Man games.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah. You know, I'm not the biggest Spider-Man guy, but I am a comic guy. So sometimes I'll get called in for Retronauts stuff, just so Henry's not monologuing.
Yeah.
And I have done the X-Men and the Spider-Man episodes for that. And I was like, why is this fucking familiar? And that is why.
Oh, okay. So you went, you went through and did like a quick brush up so you could.
Yeah. Just on, on all the different games, and it's a rough batch.
Yeah,
the early Spider-Man games.
They didn't get good until like the PlayStation one, like the
The arcade game is good. I like, you know, and there's things to recommend the Genesis game.
Yeah, yeah,
you know, Genesis game's okay.
And yeah, it just it is a character that I think just needed a little bit more fidelity to be able to sell it. To be able to make you live the fantasy a little bit. That's not, like, this is one of the clunkiest games. You do not feel like you embody Spider-Man at all in this.
Not even a little bit. And weirdly enough, the Atari game, I think, does it better.
Oh, yeah.
Where you're just, it's a one button, like web crawling up a building. You're just dodging people throwing pots and shit because it's an Atari game. But like you're mostly climbing up a building using web slinging. Like as opposed to walking to the right and trying to punch guys who are shooting you with a fucking rocket launcher in this game.
And they're just guys with guns. You don't embody Spider-Man in this. Also, Spider-Man is one of like the least Spider-Man looking like sprites or just like models. Like the fact that he has like basically my posture is kind of like hunched over a little bit. And like how prominent his nose is in the suit in a way that Spider-Man's nose has never been.
Yeah, they always bury the nose on a Spider-Man. Like he's wearing a nose binding to kind of pull that thing back.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, it's something in like a Spider-Man face paint.
Yeah.
You know, on the message board, on the GameFAQs board, there's a guy named Undesirable.
Yeah.
Here, who has a real problem with, so I saw the thing where it's like, Carly Cooper is a colossal, you know, and then a five letter word.
Yeah.
Probably bitch there. And then the text just says, amazingly douchebaggy move. I thought that was perhaps another poster. I looked it up. This is a character from Spider-Man. They posted that they're kind of like live tweeting Spider-Man things because 14 years ago they posted that. They also posted a message board thing that just says Carly and it just says mediocre love interest. So they decided to kind of live blog their Spider-Man comics reading on the Spider-Man Return of the Sinister Six NES GameFAQs message board.
Yeah, boring silent issue. Same with Fantastic Four.
I know exactly what it's referring to, the Nuff Said event.
Oh, huh.
From,
fucking nerd.
You know it's from, too. It's in the new X-Men where they do the psychic rescue.
Oh, huh. Yeah. So I guess I didn't, I was not a, okay, so I knew a part of it. I didn't know it was an event.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the nerd part. That's the, knowing it's an event makes you a nerd.
Yeah.
Knowing it makes you not, makes you cool.
What makes me cool is that I read it, thought it was neat, and then forgot it.
You're not going to lie. That is pretty sick. That is pretty sick.
There's a little bit of a lake. there's a little bit of a lake house thing going on here, because from like an undesirable posted on this board from like 2008 to 2009, basically alone. There are a couple of topics where somebody kind of comes in. Then there's a 2-year break, and then Maximo the Lad comes in and starts kind of monologuing too, saying, "Now I rule this board."
And there's also when Undesirable is posting, there's what I can only assume is an alt, which is a desirable nun, who's also doing the same thing, not digging the new suit. Hopefully it's just for use against the Hobgoblin. Doubt it, though. just like, you know, okay. You know, and then Undesirable says, Spider-Man secretly made a new suit with all sorts of technological doodads at the high-tech research lab he works at in Amazing Spider-Man.
Okay, that's just a fact.
Yeah, there's something on the internet. One of my favorite type of guys that you run into is the person who just like states things that are true, that are irregardless of what's happening in a conversation on message boards. Like, you know, you're talking about X-Men, you know, or something like that. And you're talking about like X-Men 97, and then somebody like on you're looking up stuff on a message board and other people are talking about it, and somebody just like posts like Wolverine is an X-Man.
Yeah, he is, buddy.
Like, good. Yeah, you know what? You're fucking right.
I want to argue with you, but I can't, is the thing.
Yeah. No, you know, you're spitting truth. You know, that is your truth. It is my truth as well. It is just truth.
Yeah.
He's an X-Man.
He is an X-Man. Yeah. Very good.
So Spider-Man did get a high-tech suit from his high-tech job in Amazing Spider-Man. Thank you.
I'd give big time a B so far.
Yeah. Big time is an event. Like, I know what that is. I'm not even that big of a Spider-Man guy. Gary. I just happen to know that's a Spider-Man arc.
You don't have to volunteer that.
I'm not embarrassed about knowing about Spider-Man.
Okay, all right. It's not cool to know about Spider-Man.
I don't think Spider-Man is as uncool as it could be.
No.
Who's the least cool superhero to know a lot about?
Silver Surfer.
That's pretty, yeah. Unless you're like actively on drugs in the 70s.
Yeah.
Like that was kind of psychedelic at the time, you know? But just having a really deep catalog on Norrin Rad.
Yeah.
And not doing drugs.
I don't even like, all that I know about the Silver Surfer is at one point he rose. He is what? A herald for Galactus.
Yeah.
And the music from the NES game is really good.
It's fucking incredible.
That's my that's my tight 3 bullet points on the Silver Surfer, proving that I am incredibly cool.
The new Fantastic Four movie has a lady Silver Surfer.
Ooh, neat.
It's not the same character. Well, so your chuds are freaking out.
They made it woke.
People are doing that, but it's not the same. It's not Norrin Rad.
Mm-hmm.
It's. You know, it's Nora a race Rad. Of people.
Yeah.
It's Nora, Rad. it's just the Norrin Rad wasn't the one guy made of silver.
It's a title. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a title and it's a race of aliens. It's fucking fake fans.
Yeah. So, okay. So I guess pretty right on like an unimpressive superhero to know a lot about.
All of them have their shooters.
Of course. Yeah.
Yeah. Going real deep on Captain America probably sucks pretty bad.
Yeah, that to me is like would probably be more interesting from like a publication history kind of thing rather than like anything about the individual, I don't know, 40s guys he fought other than Hitler. Yeah.
From a publication standpoint, there's interesting shit. Mm-hmm. Like he was a real fascist piece of shit for a little while. And then they've retconned that to be a guy who took over his mantle.
Okay.
Like the Captain America of the 60s or something. It's not actually him. It's another guy.
was he raising concerns about Martin Luther King's tactics?
I think more or less.
Yeah.
Cool. In as many words. and then they retconned him like, you know, Captain America in the comics now is pretty woke.
You know, like
in non-derogatory, not using that ironically, like, Captain America usually does not like the bad things about America.
Actually interested in justice. Kind of like a little bit the arc that he took in the MCU kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
This is a thought that's neither here nor there, but free associating because it's abject suffering.
Yeah.
Was it on the show that I brought up the idea? And if I already brought this up, put in a marker and stop me because it has been recently if I brought it up. I don't know if I thought this recently or said it recently. So United States of America, right?
Yes.
Like this country we got.
We've talked about that before.
Okay, shit. Fuck. Did you honestly know what I was going to say?
No.
Or, oh,
no.
Just joke. Okay. If let's say the United States got real good,
mm-hmm.
you know, started doing all the things I want it to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we get rid of all the stuff. It's not, you know, you don't even want to go into like current bullshit that's happening literally as we speak.
Right.
Stopped all doing that, all that stuff. It is such a, the idea of patriotism is really hard for me to ever get past that damage.
Mm-hmm.
I was thinking about specifically, like, let's say, how long would the United States have to be everything I need it to be before I'd feel comfortable, like, having a flag?
I don't even think that, like, that would be possible in our lifetime.
Yeah, right? Like, yeah. You'd have to be born with the United States not doing dog shit.
Uh-huh.
And then, like, it's gone for me.
Oh, yeah. No, and, like, I don't know. Like, it's not like that is not just specific to, I can't see myself being like way into Canada, like being proud of anything at the, at like the nation state level, just seems ridiculous and fraught. Right.
I don't think liking a nation is cool.
No,
at all. Specifically having, I don't know how much of that is influenced by
the fact that we come
America
from,
shit.
Yeah.
You know, a nation that it is extremely hard to be proud of. And the thing that sucks about it is that there are a great many things I really like about America.
Oh, yeah.
You know, but I can never fly the flag. Like, I'll never be like, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Even if all the bad things went away.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it just, it's a poisoned well completely.
Yeah. Yeah. No, yeah. I mean, that. Yeah, I pretty much agree. But I also think that nationalism is the seedbed of a great many number of ills.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So like,
absolutely.
It's not like, it does, you don't even have to get into like specific things that we've done to make me think like, oh, yeah, no, nation state implies a border and a border implies violence to enforce it. So there we go.
Yeah. It's not, you know, it's not good behavior.
Yeah.
You know, it's not something I relate to in a general sense of like just being into it.
I think this came up a little bit because just like we were talking about like, oh, just like if I see something that's real American flag decorated, I get kind of nervous, you know?
Yeah.
Because like that is what I associate. I mean, for me, you know, just like somebody who might actually be a danger to me. Right.
Right. And at the danger at worst,
mm-hmm.
you know, for anyone, like for yourself before you transitioned or for me as well.
Mm-hmm.
And at best, like probably not going to have tons in common.
Yeah.
Might have an annoying conversation,
mm-hmm.
you know, so no good.
Yeah.
Come of it. It doesn't mean that everybody who is into the United States, I'm going to automatically dislike.
No.
As a thing. But if in the way that you have to kind of sort.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, oh, yeah, there's a correlation there.
Yeah, yeah. Just you like, know? you've got a like a way too sunny view of this of this
yes.
thing. And I could be an incredibly tedious person and try and like undermine that. But also, how often does that come up in our actual relationship in ways that matter?
Yeah,
yeah.
And what would be the point?
Yeah,
you know, you can't argue somebody and be like, you know, you don't want to be the oh, John Lennon beat his wife, but for an entire country.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it's like, you know, they're probably still going to dig. Mm-hmm. The country.
Yeah.
Probably still going to dig the Beatles.
Mm-hmm. You know. I probably need to wait for this to actually touch like really important things that are proximate to us within the sphere of influence for me to like start taking exception to it as a behavior.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's interesting to think about because it's interesting because I think that there is a bunch of it is influenced by where we're from.
Yeah.
In terms of when I think about, you know, if I think about somebody who is Canadian being really into Canada,
mm-hmm.
I don't think being into a nation is cool, mm-hmm. yours or another one,
yeah.
but it feels less gross. And Canada also does a bunch of gross shit.
Yeah. The reservation, you know? Or the schools, the boarding school things. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The re-education schools and like the water,
mm-hmm.
Current violence against First Peoples with regards to water and stuff like no country's doing good.
Yeah.
You know, but I have this sneak, you know, the suspicion basically that all other countries are doing better than ours.
I mean, currently.
Like, currently, yeah. I guess it's probably true.
You have to start getting into like South Sudan to get like.
Yeah. Like, yeah, Russia.
Yeah.
You know, North Korea.
Yeah.
We got North Korea beat.
Yeah. I mean, people come and fight you about that, but you know. I mean,
I think we do.
Yeah. We have less people actively starving.
Yeah, like, yeah. You know, yeah, less active. We have fewer billboards encouraging people to starve.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, it hasn't made its way into that yet.
Yeah. And, you know, we haven't gotten there yet. Give it a few months.
Yeah. And eventually when you're playing like Cruising USA, you'll see a billboard that says, why not try two meals a day?
who needs breakfast?
Yeah. Yeah. Who needs breakfast? It is patriotic not to eat breakfast.
Yeah. Well, it's your patriotic duty to stay as healthy as possible.
Yeah.
Which is the actual fascist shit that we're getting here. Lest anybody think that we're being like parodies of ourselves too. Like if somebody drives by with a big American flag on the back of their truck, I'm not having a full panty.
Yeah. Know?
It's more
panty.
Yeah.
Where'd you get that from?
It's an old, dude thing. Don't worry.
Oh, it sucks.
It sucks. It
sucks so bad. Yeah. It sucks so bad. Stuff that in a sack.
Yeah. No, I'm not having I'm not hyperventilating at it. It's probably like a 5 heartbeats per minute spike.
Yeah. You know?
And then it goes back down and I go about my day.
I will audibly, with no alarm, kind of go, uh-oh, and then just kind of continue about my stuff. Yeah. Like, usually. Like, we're not fainting goats.
No.
At the sight of it. Yeah. There's also a thing now where flags are never, at least what I find, you know, and this could be a Portland thing, because the people who are choosing, because of the political climate here, the people who choose to display a flag, there are no, like, tasteful or subtle flags.
No.
If I see one, it's like a stadium-sized flag on the back of a truck being just driven up and down a main drag.
Yeah, it's not, you know, like the flag on top of like an 18-foot pole that my grandparents had at their cottage or whatever, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like they see the dearth of American flags around them and they have to make up for it by square footage.
Like one big flag?
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like this flag is made up of many tiny flags.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Weirdly, I do not apply this. If you are a transplant from some other country and you are representing like your ethnicity or something, you know, like we're kind of like walking diagonally into actual modern day nonsense. Liberals coming in and saying, "Do you have to wave Mexican flags at these protests against ICE?" And it's like, "Well, fuck you."
Yeah. Did also like tell me you don't know anything about LA.
Yeah. Without
telling you know anything about LA.
Yeah.
For context, we're recording this on June 10th, where the military is being deployed into a United States city to shut down protest.
Mm-hmm.
And it's scary and horrible.
Yeah. They're actively they're using football fields to train, like to spot train Marines and how to tackle and subdue people at scale.
Yes.
So
journalists who are trying to stop people from black bagging gardeners and roofers.
Yeah.
It's
people here working at restaurants to try and feed their families.
Yeah. 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 It is, it's bad.
Yeah. It's real bad. Nice to still see people out though.
It's awesome. Yeah. It's inspiring. Like go people go. If you're hearing this, you're in LA, get out there and also fuck yeah, go.
Critical do support.
It. Yeah. Kill it. Yeah. The real Sinister Six are the six members of ICE.
Only six of them. We should be able to deal with them actually pretty easily. It was just six.
We should, but we don't want the optics. What should people do if they like this show?
You should give to a bail fund.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be good.
For one of those. I don't have a specific one, but like, I don't know, maybe probably a good idea. We're recording this pretty close to the time. Things are probably going to break bad about that point. So yeah, go give to a bail fund.
Yeah, do the things that seem good at the time you're hearing this, because the situation is escalating rapidly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And join us in the Hangar producer, Gwen.
Thanks, Gwen.
Gwen.
Gwen. We're going to be talking to Gwen here in about half an hour.
That's true. Anything else?
No, except we have been abject suffering, where next time we'll be back in POG form.